Athabasca County Councilors will be meeting on November 2 for another budget and finance meeting to discuss a rather light agenda in preparation for the upcoming fiscal year. First up for discussion is RCMP retroactive pay. County staff have brought forward a recommendation that council factor into the budget a contingency pool of $80,000 for retroactive costs arising from a 20% RCMP salary increase this year. Athabasca County receives police services through the Provincial Police Services Agreement, and the discussion report submitted by Director of Corporate Services Nicole Churnchin states rural municipalities of Alberta has noted any retroactive costs would be covered by the provincial government in accordance with the contract. A budgeted contingency to cover an estimated $80,000 in retroactive costs has been recommended, although final numbers from the pay adjustments won't be received until spring 2024. Councillors will then review options for energy efficiency retrofitting projects for the administration building, an item forwarded from an earlier county council meeting. A motion to direct county staff to bring a proposal regarding a feasibility study of retrofits or pilot project of retrofits to municipal buildings with the potential to reduce energy use by at least 30%, with a focus on the administration building was put forward by Coun. Rob Minns during the August 31 meeting. Director of Infrastructure Services Jocelyn Whaley will present councillors with two grant options, both under the Green Municipal Fund and the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. Last on the agenda is an update on the Athabasca Regional Airport following Council's decision to turn over the oversight and provision of the AVGAS, or Aviation Gasoline, system carried during the September 28 regular Council meeting. In addition to handing the fuel system management to a committee of airport members, the same motion also directed administration to bring information on said committee structure to a meeting for councillor review. Whaley's report indicates creation of a committee structure and funding model will likely come together in spring of next year. Although no items have been slated for closed session, the agenda is open for addendums until it's adopted at the top of the meeting. The November 2 agenda can be found here, and the meeting will start at the Athabasca Regional Multiplex at 9:30 a.m. Correction. This story previously mentioned the November 2 meeting will be held at Athabasca County Council Chambers, but has been updated to reflect the correct location. Lexi Freehill, townandcountrytoday.com.